Zvachim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Tes 14:9. We just spent the last five Mishnahs saying how there were times when it was permitted to bring karbonos, private karbonos, and a bama on a private altar, and times when it was forbidden. So that will give rise to the possibility that when a person consecrates and commits to bring his korban, it was permitted to commit to do it and bring it on his private bama, but later on when he actually brings it, it was actually forbidden. Or it could be that it was forbidden when he committed, but ultimately it was permitted when he actually brought it. Or it could be that it was forbidden when he committed and forbidden when he brought it. So the Mishnah is going to discuss all three of those possibilities. Understand there are really essentially three separate issues in terms of Torah commandments. You have a mitzvah ase, a positive commandment to bring karbonos where they belong. It's actually mentioned a number of times in the Pesukim, but the pasuk to point to in terms of the technical mitzvah ase here is in Vayikra Yudzayim Perek Pasuk Hey, which says Ve'hevium Lashem el Pesach Ol Moed. You will bring them to Hashem at the entrance to the Ol Moed. That's a mitzvah ase. So one must do it, and if he doesn't, he fails to do the Torah's commandment to bring the korban where it belongs. We also have a lo sase, a prohibition of bringing karbonos out of bounds. This will be from Devarim Yud Beis. He shomer lecha pen ta'ale olosecha b'chol makom asher tireh. Watch yourselves, lest you offer up these korbanos, these olos, wherever you want, as opposed to where they belong. That's a lav. Whenever the Torah uses the words he shomer, guard yourself, or pen, lest, or al, don't. Those are the signposts that we're talking about, a technical lo saset, a technical Torah prohibition from the Targum Mitzvahs. And in addition to the lav, we already seen in this parak earlier on that we're talking here about a potential chi of kares, which means, again, premature death or divine excision. And the pasuk there that says that it's back to Avikra Yitzayin, here we said it before, we'll say it again now, which is Ish Ish Mebeis Yisrael Asher Yishchat, any man, person from the Jews, should he shech, that's the shechita, we had also later on Ha'ala. And the pasuk continues on, Ve'el Pesach Ohel Moed Lo Heviyu, and he doesn't bring his carbon to the entrance of the Ohel Moed where it belongs, then, you know, dot, 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 says the pasuk, Pasuk Dalad, the Nichras Ha'ish Ahu Mikerev Amo. Such a person will be Nichras, like, you know, cut off from his people. And again, Karas means not having children or premature death, whatever it is. That is a obligation for Karas, like we discussed earlier on. So these three issues floating about. Now, the basic principles to keep in mind, to understand this Mishnah, I'm sort of giving you a preview so it's clear, because my experience is the Mishnahs are hard to follow otherwise, is that if one makes a commitment to bring a korban, and at that moment, the only place to bring it is in, let's say, Shiloh, so then he's obligated right now to bring it to Shiloh. If by the time he comes gets around to actually offering the korban, Shiloh is no longer standing, and let's say we're in the period now of Nov, so it's permitted for him to bring his korban on a bama now. But he'll be over the mitzvah's asay, the positive commandment, because as soon as he committed to bring it, a korban, and there was a Shiloh, he should have brought it then and there. He failed to do that. Maybe it's not his fault for whatever reason, but the bottom line is he failed to do a mitzvah saseh. Kind of like if you know, I don't know what, you go drinking on Thursday night and you oversleep Shacharis Friday morning and misses on Kriya Shema, you were mevatel mitzvah saseh, not saying Kriya Shema. You should have done something different. Okay, so that's the mitzvah saseh part of it. Now the karas part of it, here's the basic kunst to understand our Mishnah, is that the chi of karas only kicks in if, at the time one made the commitment to bring the korban in the first place, consecrating the animal, at that point it was already potentially chi of karas, meaning the bamos at that time were forbidden. Okay, so the bamos were forbidden at the time of consecration, and when he brings the korban, it's also still forbidden. Okay, so that being the case, essentially we're going to have three separate cases. We're going to think essentially of, let's say you're consecrating in the time of Gilgal. At that point it was mutter, but when you bring it already it's forbidden, because now we've gone into the time, let's say, of Shiloh. Then you can say that you consecrated in time of Shiloh and you brought it in time of Shiloh, what was totally forbidden. And we can say you consecrated in time of Shiloh when it was forbidden to bring an Obama, but by the time you end up bringing it, it's mutter on your Obama because we've gone on to Nov. Okay, something like that. It says our Mishnah inside, therefore. Kol hakachim shek dishin b'shas iser bamos. Anytime you consecrate an animal and at that time it's forbidden to bring it on a bama, so for example, it's Shiloh time and you committed to bring this cow is an ola. Ve'krivan b'shas iser bamos. And you bring it when it's forbidden. So that means you consecrated it when Shiloh stood, and you brought it when Shiloh stood, but you brought it on a bama, a private altar. That's a big no-no. That's, you ticked all three boxes. Ve'krivan b'shas iser bamos, then b'chutz, if you do it out of the proper place, not in the proper mizbech there at Shiloh, then hare elu b'shas, you've ticked through all three boxes. You are over the mitzvah's aseh, bring it where it belongs, because you should have brought it to Shiloh when you committed it. And the lo saseh, because you failed to bring it where it's supposed to be brought, outside of Shiloh. And also your chayav kares, because at the time you consecrated it, there was a potential kares if you bring it on a bama, and you actually did bring it on a bama. Again, let me just say this for the last time so it's perfectly clear. The chayav kares only kicks in if a person did this intentionally. If he did it b'shogeg, not realizing it was forbidden, then he would be liable to a chatas instead. Okay, that's case number one. Case number two, the mission is hikdishim b'shas heter bamos. You committed to bring this ola, and at the time you did it, the mishkan stood at Gilgal, let's say, and therefore it was permitted to bring it in your backyard. But you didn't bring it then. Vikrivan b'shas iser bamos. By the time you bring it in your backyard, already the mishkan has moved to Shiloh, and now it's forbidden to do that. So now, hare elu ba'ase velo sase, you violated the mitzvah's ase of the commandment to yes, bring it where it belongs in Shiloh, and the lo sase of not to bring it where it doesn't belong, and you did, bring it in your backyard where it doesn't belong, ve'ein chayavan lein karis, but you don't have the karis penalty. Why? Because like I said before, learn that from Pesukim, if at the time you're consecrating the animal, at that point, there's no penalty for karis for bringing it on Obama. If you ultimately bring it on Obama, you won't be liable to karis. The third case is Higdishan b'shas iser bamos. When you consecrated, bamos were forbidden. Let's say, for example, the Mishkan stood at Shiloh. V'hikrivan b'shas heter bamos. But you actually bring on a bama, and when you bring on the bama, you bring it in your backyard at a time that the Mishkan is no longer in Shiloh, now it's in Nov. And it's therefore permitted to bring it on a bama. So when you took the commitment, it was forbidden, and when you actually brought it, what you did was permitted. Hare elu ba'ase ve'ein behen b'los ase. You're over the mitzvah's ase and not a los ase, and of course, no chiv karas. The reason why you're over the ase, like I said before, is because when you committed to bring this ola, let's say, there was a place to bring it called Shiloh. You should have done it, and you didn't. Maybe it wasn't your fault, but the bottom line is you failed to do your mitzvah's ase, but now when you actually did the offering, it was permitted, and therefore you should have over a los ase, and obviously not chiv karas.